today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, in humanity and in faith, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. On a sad occasion, today is the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's 11th Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him. Please accept our condolences on this sad occasion.
Imamun al-Hadi Ashar, Abu al-Imam al-Muntabar. Imamun al-Hadi Ashar, Abu al-Imam al-Muntabar.
Today, Wednesday, is the 8th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Because of today, that is martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Askari, we look at his special features on morality. Imam Hassan Askari, alayhi salam, was a gracious personality and an unmatched exegete of the Holy Quran. More than 100 well-known wise men remained continuously present in his assembly during the period of 16 years. One of the courtiers of Abbasid government named Ahmad ibn Khagan, who was an enemy of the Prophet's family, said one day, "I have not seen anybody in Samarra among the Bani Hashim family more pious, virtuous, and chaste than Hassan al-Askari. If the caliphate goes out of Bani Abbas' hands, then no one except Hassan al-Askari will be capable of and fit for it." Then he said, "One day I was present with my father when Hassan al-Askari arrived there. Although he was the enemy of the Prophet's family, yet he got up from his place, kissed his hand, and made him seated upon his own place and sat before him like a pupil in front of a teacher and lent ears to his words." So on the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's 11th Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari, we offer our condolences to all Muslims all around the world, especially Shia Muslims. Sayyid Saleh al-Qazvini.
Of course, the life of this great Imam was very short. Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, he died at the age, or he was poisoned by the Abbasi Caliph at the age of 28. 28 years old, and he passed away in the city of Samarra. If any of you have gone to Iraq for the ziyarah, in Samarra there are two graves. Or there are more than two graves, actually. There's the grave of Imam al-Hadi, the 10th Imam, and the grave of Imam al-Hasan al-Askari. And also next to them is the grave of Narjis, the mother of Imam al-Mahdi, and the sister of Imam al-Hadi. She is also buried there. So Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, alayhi salam, He lived most of his life in Samarra, and he passed away in Samarra. And the reason for that is because the Abbasi Caliph was living in Samarra, and he forced Imam al-Hadi, the father of Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, to migrate all the way from Medina to be in Samarra so that he could be under his supervision, because he was afraid that the Imam alayhi salam is going to have more followers, the Imam is going to be loved and respected by people. So he brought the Imam to be under his watch, and he brought Imam al-Hadi, and along with Imam al-Hadi came Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, his son. And during that era, Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, he passed away in the year 260 after Hijrah. So 260 years after the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And that was the beginning of the Imama of Imam al-Mahdi. So of course, the Imam alayhi salam and the Imams during that era were living during very difficult times. The Abbasi Caliphs were very rough and very strict with the Imams, and they had spies in the houses of the Imams. They had spies monitoring the actions of the Imams, and the Imams were persecuted. The Imams were in prison. In fact, Imam al-Hadi and Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, their house was their prison. Not many people were able to go and visit the Imams. Not many people were able to go and see the Imams and talk to the Imams.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Salawat on Imam Hasan al-Askari.
Allahumma salli ala al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Muhammad al-Barr al-Taqi al-Sadiq al-Wafi.
O Allah, please do send blessings upon al-Hasan, son of Ali, son of Muhammad, the upright, the pious, the honest, the faithful, the brilliant light, the keeper of your knowledge, and the reminding of your oneness, and your representative, and the successor of the leaders of the religion, the guide, orthodox ones, and the claim against the inhabitants of this world. So, O Lord, please do send blessings upon him in the best manner that you have ever sent blessings upon any of your elite servants. And your claims and the descendants of your apostles, O the God of the worlds.
In this part of today's special, we learn about his martyrdom, Imam Hasan al-Askari's martyrdom. The Imam was 4 years of age when he was exiled to Samarra along with his father. He was placed under the Caliph's observation at the point, which was the center of the armed forces. Pertinent to the same, he became famous and known by the byname of Asker. Following the death of his father, the Abbasid Caliph Mu'tamid imprisoned him. The piety and chastity of Imam attracted the attention of all the prisoners towards him and made them all entranced and enchanted. The officials and agents of the Caliph daily reported to the Caliph as to his condition. Eventually, he was martyred and was buried at Samarra near the grave of his father. After his martyrdom, his brother Ja'far Kadhab, who was a gone astray man, stood up to offer the funeral prayer upon the body of Imam alayhi salam, but all of a sudden, the son of the Imam, who was a minor, came forward and pushed his uncle back and stood upon his uncle's place and offered the funeral prayer upon his father's body. Thereafter, the short absenteeism and occultation period started. Only a segment of special Shias could meet him. But following the activities of the Abbasid Caliphs, the long occultation period set in. Dear brothers and sisters, we offer our condolences on the said occasion. martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him. This part entitled Paving the Way for Imam Mahdi's Imamate. A delegation consisting of 40 persons who support the Prophet's family came to Samarra and visited Imam Hassan's home in order to ask them about the proof, Hujjah, after him while sitting. Uthman bin Sa'id said, "O the son of the Prophet, I want to ask you about something which you know more than me." Then Imam said, "If you please, no one walk out, I will be back." Really, this happened. No one went, and after an hour later, Imam Hassan returned back and called Uthman, so he stood directly. Imam Hassan said, "Shall I tell you the reason why you had come?" They answered, "Oh yes, the son of the Prophet." Then he answered them, saying, "You came asking me about the proof after me." They said, "Yes." And Imam Mahdi was in front of them, a very nice boy who looks like the moon. Then Imam Hassan al-Askari said, "This is your Imam after me and the Caliph. So you should obey him and you should be united and never be separated in order not to be perished. You will not see him after this day because of his occultation. So you should agree about what Uthman Amri tells you and obey him because he's the Caliph of your Imam and matters go back to him."
Of course, Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, he had many roles during his life. He's an imam appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ وَكَانُوا لَنَا عَابِدِينَ. These are the tasks of an imam. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. The imam guides by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ. The imam is the one who's always doing good, always helping people, always being the righteous person, the most righteous person in his community. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. They teach people how to worship. They teach people how to give zakat. They were worshippers. In another verse, Allah describes them in the Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. One of the tasks of all of the imams, every single one of our imams, was that they had to be patient. They were patient in the face of persecution. All of the imams were oppressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed them in these difficulties so that we could learn lessons from their lives. So that when I'm tested in my life, we're tested every day. Is there any single one of us that says, "No, alhamdulillah, my life is perfect, I've never been tested"? No, we're all tested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us these role models, and they were tested and they passed their test. And every imam, they had their own difficult test. Each imam, their test was different. But they passed their tests because of their reliance and their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear Shia Muslims, dear listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we express our condolences on the sad occasion of martyrdom anniversary of Imam Askari, peace be upon him. Please keep us in your supplication, in your duas and worshipping. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
بوی کربلا آسمون داره میبار یا دل آقا گرفته آجرک الله بقیت الله آجرک الله.